£79 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra presents Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in Poole and Exeter this April. Visit bsolive.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The White House says the days of America being ripped off are over as Donald Trump prepares to bring in wide-ranging tariffs. It's thought he'll add the taxes on almost all imports with immediate effect, with the air of boosting American producers. Sir Keir Starmer's ruling out a knee-jerk response. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen is ruling nothing out.
Europe has not started this confrontation. We do not necessarily want to retaliate. But if it is necessary, we have a strong plan to retaliate and we will use it.
Scotland Yard's going to cut 1,700 police, staff and community support officers amid a £260 million budget shortfall. The Metropolitan Police says it's been forced into substantial tough choices despite funding increases from central and local government. A further 23 women have contacted police believing they're potential victims of sex attacker Zhen Haozhou. Police started an internal appeal after the Chinese PhD student was convicted of drugging, raping and videoing 10 women last month. Police say the search for an 11-year-old girl in the River Thames is now a recovery operation. Kalia Koa went into the water in East London on Monday lunchtime. She'd been out playing during a school inset day. Britain signing a deal with Serbia to speed up intelligence sharing on people smuggling gangs. Foreign Secretary David Lammy will ratify the cooperation agreement as he visits the Western Balkans this week. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning, if you just joined Bill Overton on Classic FM, our time again for the Hall of Fame. Not all these guaranteed to be in our new top 300, although maybe this one.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
first Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for today. Another one this afternoon with Anne-Marie Minhall. Of course, just there, Marta Argerich at the piano, Chopin's Raindrop Prelude we were enjoying. Just ahead of it, the vocal arrangement of Fauré's Pavane, a very consistent performer on the top 300 over the last 29, almost 30 years. It's exactly in the same position as it was 25 years ago. We heard the Capricorn Chamber Ensemble recording along with the choir, New College, Oxford, just there. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Vivaldi has three entries, like Fauré. Italian composers, in fact, currently filling 32 places in our top 300, which all changes in any case in a couple of weeks' time. But so you know, this is Mandolin Concerto in C major. That for Philip Kirkwood in a lovely sunny Melbourne right now. He says, Classic FM, pure therapy, the Vivaldi Mandolin Concerto in C major. Rolf Lislevant and Ensemble Capsburger playing there the opening movement. Our Hall of Fame hour this morning at 9, when Alid Jones is in, will open with music by William Walton, also featuring Mozart's Clarinet Concerto. Coming up on breakfast this morning, just read here, was it 8? Just after 8 o'clock, the school run, buzzing bees, just in case you're allergic and frightened of getting stung. But that's with Alid Jones later. Classic FM breakfast here from 6:30 this morning.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The soprano Emma Kirby there, singing with the Parley of Instruments, Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze, and before it, from Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite, Metamorphose in Berlin, playing the Pied en l'air, Bill Overton, on Classic FM. Birthdays for April the 2nd. If you're celebrating today, your culture club shared with Penelope Keith, indelibly, Margot in The Good Life, and Audrey into the Manor Board. She's 85 today, the actress. Emmylou Harris, the singer, turning 78. Pedro Pascal, Game of Thrones actor, Gladiator 2, he was in recently, turns 50. The Oscar-nominated actor Michael Fassbender, 48. And Karen Woodward, of Bananarama fame, classically trained pianist. That I didn't know. She's 64 today. Many happy returns to all them, and to you, especially if you're celebrating your day starting perfectly now with some Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
Christian Lee playing there the second movement from Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, along with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Makika's listening in Tokyo. Love the Foray Pavane and Chopin's Raindrop Prelude a bit earlier. Hammering down with rain where she is right now, baking matcha cake whilst listening to Classic FM in the kitchen. Very nice. Yesterday lunchtime, on Classic FM request, David and Lester got in touch wanting some Tchaikovsky played for his father-in-law, Ron, who is celebrating his 100th birthday. Many late happy returns from us to Ron, who happens to be listening. If you're in tune this lunchtime on Classic FM from 1pm, Anne-Marie Minhall will be here. You don't have to be celebrating your centenary, but if there is a special occasion and a lovely bit of music you'd like to hear, make sure you get in touch via our website. Vaughan Williams' Trip Back in Time is going to be my one for the road before Lucy's here at 4. On the way next, Khachaturian pulling off a similar trick, writing music almost 100 years ago for a play set a century before that. On our toes for his Masquerade Waltz after this.
Classic FM.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Check you're on track for a happy retirement with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
To get you moving gently if you've been a bit sedentary the last couple of hours. Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances, Suite Number 3. We heard the first movement there. And before it, the waltz from Khachaturian's Masquerade Suite. That was the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra. Highs of 18, warm and sunny Wednesday ahead. Bit breezy for England and Wales if you're there. But that's what's on the way later. Time for my One for the Road by Vaughan Williams today. Gloucester Cathedral's where this was heard first. So if you happen to live nearby or you've ever visited, his take on a Thomas Tallis tune, already an antique many times over.
Thank you. Vaughan Williams's Talis Fantasia, performed there by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Alan Jones here with Classic FM Breakfast from 6.30. Lucy Cowd next, if you're already up and about and on the move this morning. Much later on, a dawn chorus. It's going to be Foch's Eight singing Christopher Tin's music. Look forward to that if I'm still awake. Aaron Copeland playing next. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening the last few hours. I'll catch you first thing tomorrow.
Classic FM.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The White House says today will be one of the most important days in modern American history. Donald Trump's due to set out the details of sweeping global tariffs, which are expected to come into effect immediately. The president says he's protecting American workers, but in West Virginia, people are split.
Yeah, I think it'll bring jobs back. Definitely bring jobs back to the U.S.
It's probably going to end up jacking up prices here.
No politician with millions or billions of dollars cares about me or you.
The Met Police has announced it's been forced to make substantial tough choices despite being granted extra funding by central and local government. The cuts will see 1,700 members of staff axed. 23 further women have come forward with new allegations against a Chinese PhD student who carried out multiple rapes while studying in London. 28-year-old Zhen Haozhou was found guilty of drugging and raping 10 women in the UK and China and filming most of his abuse. An 11-year-old girl missing after she entered the River Thames on Monday has been named as Kalia Koa. She got into the water in East London near London City Airport. A Democratic senator in the US has broken the record for the longest speech on the Senate floor with a marathon critique of President Donald Trump. Cory Booker took to the floor on Monday evening, saying he would remain there as long as he was physically able to. It wasn't until more than 25 hours later that the 55-year-old finished speaking and handed over the floor. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Wednesday, the middle of the week, nothing middling about early breakfast.